Thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store, where you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months. Or you can enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store. This is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Get up! Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Hey, it's National Donut Day. You can celebrate today.
You can celebrate by bringing us donuts.
Oh my gosh, I'd be so happy. Hey, if you go to Krispy Kreme, they're doing the deal where you walk in, you get a free donut. What's your favorite kind?
I like the one with the cream in the middle.
That's number two on the list, Boston cream. Glazed, regular glazed, number one.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I want to give more full disclosure. This is almost like the after show podcast where we totally just pull the curtain back. Mm-hmm. So on the after show, if you've never listened to it, essentially we recap how the day went, different stories we couldn't do on the air and stuff like that. And we pull the curtain back. I want to pull the curtain back on how we kind of lay out the show. So we send these ideas, we share ideas back and forth throughout the day. And then in the morning, it's kind of my deal to compile the ideas and figure out where things go based on time and audience and stuff like that. So one of the things that I put on here, we're going to do a story here in a second about teens and Facebook. And I said in Kelly's experience with teens, that's what's on our little thing that lays out formats to show. And Kelly's over here, what is my experience with teens? So I could really probably put anything there and make her wonder what her experience is.
You're right.
What do I need to say?
Wait a minute. What was I talking about?
What do I mean? So there's a story out today that says that teens really aren't using Facebook anymore. Like, it's not cool for them. Mm-hmm. They say that only about 51% of teenagers say they even have a Facebook page. And most people would say who do have it, that it's not their favorite.
Right.
So who would you think like the key demo for Facebook is today?
I would say the ages 30 to 60.
That's who's big into it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so basically they've seen a huge drop off in teens in the last couple of years, probably as parents and grandparents got more involved.
Right.
Because when Facebook launched so many years ago, and you might not even realize this, it was a deal for college kids.
Just college kids, yeah.
And you had to have a college email address just to get signed up for it.
Yep.
And I remember being so disappointed because I thought I wanted to be on there, but I didn't go to A-State.
You couldn't, yeah.
I'd aged out. Then when they opened it up that we could have it, it's like, oh, wow, I can finally have Facebook.
It was a big deal, yeah.
But it's kind of wild because teenagers are using the other social media platforms, but not Facebook as much. And your experience with the teens you have at home?
It's Instagram and YouTube.
Rank them in order.
I would say YouTube's first, and then Instagram is second.
YouTube is first as far as what most kids are using. So they say that 85% of teens are using YouTube, and they watch tons of stuff. But I think that goes for adults as well. Because I use it a lot.
It's changing a lot, yeah.
But I use it more on my TV. Like, I don't really watch YouTube much on my phone. I do tons of TV watching through the Apple TV or the smart TV.
Because we still like to watch a regular TV instead of looking down at our phone.
Dude, I want the biggest screen I can get.
And our kids are like, oh, my phone's fine.
Right. But I want a screen that's 65 inches or something like that. Okay, so for teens, YouTube is number one. Instagram is number two. 72% of teens use that. Then Snapchat. But I think it's interesting like that they've gone away from the whole Facebook part of it.
Yeah, it is.
And then like for me, I haven't used Snapchat. Have you logged into Snapchat in a minute?
Mm-mm. Every once in a while, I'll send LR Kurt something, but not really.
Do we just not get it? I don't know.
I guess.
I feel like I don't get it.
Yeah.
And there's so many other things we need to focus on.
Right.
And they say that teens really don't care about Twitter. And we enjoy Twitter and we get news there and I follow a lot of different people that I know and I like. And
I think as they get older, they'll like Twitter just because you can get your news really, really quick and simple.
But for them
and
at
entertainment
this age,
and all that kind of stuff.
Are your kids on Twitter?
No.
They just don't care?
Mm-mm.
Did your kids follow news at all?
No.
See, and I don't remember following that until I got into about my 30s, I think.
And I like to try to keep them, I like to tell them some news, just little things that I've heard or something, just to keep them, I don't know, in the know.
But do you tell them the bad news or
not
do you hide
the
bad news?
I don't hide it, but if they ask about it, or I want to talk to them about it for sure.
Because like the school shootings and stuff like that, we don't really talk about it.
Yeah.
He knows it's happened and he knows because my wife was at Westside when that one happened.
Right.
So he knows about that, but we don't tell him every day, hey, there was another shooting.
Right. Yeah.
You know, he's really, I don't know if he's sheltered, and at what point you open up that deal and all of a sudden they're not sheltered
anymore.
He's
still young, though.
He's about to be 9.
Yeah.
At what age do you think you go in and you start having those more open discussions?
I think sometimes it depends on the kid, but, you know, school-age kids, you've got to already have those discussions because it can happen anywhere. So you want them to be aware that it can happen and that, you know, and what to do. And you know what I'm saying? They kind of need to know it could happen and what to do it did. Yeah.
Just awful to have to think that we have to explain that to our kids. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going home and telling him, well, you know, Trump is dealing with North Korea and South Korea.
Of course, yeah.
All that kind of stuff. Or I'm not going to say, hey, there's a story from down the road where somebody did this really bad thing.
Let him be a kid for a minute, you know?
Yeah, because I think my mom sheltered me from most of that stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of the first things I really remember that was tragic news that I remember hearing about was a plane crash. And it was something that happened, and it seems like it was in the Dallas area. And it was like the plane crashes and hits the interstate. And I was like, oh my gosh.
The first thing I remember is the Challenger. When the Challenger exploded.
Too. Yeah.
And killed, you know, the teacher and several of the astronauts and all
that. Were you
kind
watching
of stuff.
That?
Yeah, we were watching it.
We were too. Mm-hmm. I think most schools probably took that time. And in those days, they would roll in those big TVs that were strapped to the cart.
Yes.
And they rolled in that TV. And I remember we might have been in the library watching that.
Mm-hmm.
God, it's weird.
Yeah.
Those weird things that come back to your memory.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We have, we all have family, and we have those moments in our families where, you know, it's like, okay, we've come back together. And I told you, and we've talked about this on the after show too. My mother and I, we didn't have a bad relationship. We just didn't have much of a relationship for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So she's here now hanging out with us, and we've had this great week of hanging out and enjoying time together and going out to dinner and like being at the pool and listening to music. And I realized that so much of my life and my love of country music was instilled in my life because of my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we love the same stuff. So like the other day we were out and laying by the pool and she's like, let's play some Alabama. I love Alabama. Right.
And
so
we all know you love Alabama.
Now you know that I love Alabama. Mom loves Alabama. And here we are with Alabama.
Oh, play me some mountain music like grandma and grandpa used to play.
Then she said, oh, what about John Michael Montgomery?
I love you like that.
Is this not weird? She hasn't ever heard the radio show. Like, she has no idea the stuff that we would talk about. And these are people we would talk about, the influential people. So then we were talking about Rascal Flatts because Rascal Flatts plays Memphis tonight. And we start this playlist of Rascal Flatts. And there's so many Rascal Flatts hits, like hit after hit after hit. And then a song came on that gave both of us these memories of a birthday card she sent to me years ago.
Am I about to cry?
I almost did in the pool.
Aww.
So she's on the side of the pool with her feet in, and I'm there, and the song comes on. And I remember back to, I don't know if it was in the last 10 years or so, she sent me a birthday card where she hand wrote the lyrics to My Wish, right?
Oh, that's my song to my kids too.
And my mom was talking about that. She said, I think this is the song that every parent wishes for their kid.
Yeah.
So here's what we did. The song comes on and it makes me emotional. And I don't want to cry. Like, when we first saw each other for the first time in a long time, I didn't want to cry because I didn't want her to cry. So it was like, let's just not cry. So I'm sitting there in the pool and I have a cold drink in my hand and I decide to look over to my right. And my mom, who's at the pool, looks over to her left, and we both know it. Like, we both know it's making us emotional, but neither of us gave into it. But think about this.
My wish for you is that this life becomes all that you wanted to. Your dreams stay big, your worries stay small. You never need to carry more than you can hold. And while you're out there getting where you're getting to, I hope you know somebody loves you and wants the same things too.
Picture your kids. And then she gave me this great idea. She's like, you remember when I wrote that? And I'm like, oh yeah. Well, you know, again, we didn't talk that often.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really sweet when I got that. And of course it made me cry the moment I got it and opened it. And then every time I hear the song, I cry. She's like, you know what you should do? She says, as Kai gets older, you should handwrite that song and give that to him.
Aww.
And I'm like, shut up! Shut up!
All of a sudden you went underwater and tried to hold your breath for a long time.
But it's been really sweet. Like, we went out to dinner last night and like the whole story, and we've discussed it on the podcast, the After Show podcast earlier this week, but just the idea that, you know, she really hasn't gone out a whole lot of the, you know, she's been a caretaker for my grandmother and hasn't gone out of the house much, you know, mainly for just doctors and stuff like that. So getting her to go and sit down at a restaurant last night was a huge deal.
It makes me so happy.
And my fingers are crossed. I still have the offer out there on the table to take her to Rascal Flats tonight.
Aww.
So imagine if I'm there with my mom.
Oh, you're done. Take a whole box of Kleenex.
And there they are singing My Wish. Mm-hmm. Rascal Flats in Memphis live at the Garden tonight. Your chance to win tickets coming up on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Maroon 5. They have a new music video out that you've got to see if you have not seen it yet. So they dropped a new single, Girls Like You, and it features Cardi B, which is one of your favorite rappers. And the music video has tons of cameos by all these different stars. So we've got activists, writers, Olympians, actresses, singers, comedians. So basically the video features Adam Levine, and he's at a microphone, and the camera is rotating around him. And every time, there's a different woman dancing behind him. Now, some of the people in the video, Camila Cabello, Millie Bobby Brown, Gal Gadot, who plays Wonder Woman, also includes cameos by Ali Raisman, the Olympian, Sarah Silverman, Ellen DeGeneres, Jennifer Lopez, Danica Patrick, tons of people.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And the sweetest moment is at the end when it rotates. His wife is standing there with her little girl, Dusty Rose, and he hugs her. So it's really cute. But this is what the song sounds like.
'Cause girls like you run around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you. Yeah, yeah. Girls like you love fun and yeah, me do what I want. When I come through, I need a girl like you. Yeah, yeah.
It is a really cool video.
Very for women, empowering. So you can check out the full video on the BBITM blog on KFIN.com.
Okay, so on social media yesterday, Tom Cruise was back, and he decided to post a little picture of himself on the set of the Top Gun movie. So people are all excited about that. If you love Top Gun, if you love the idea of being in the danger zone with Maverick, Tom Cruise is back.
Gotcha Gossip on John Cena. Brandon, guess what? Everyone can relax because John Cena and Nikki Bella are back together.
Dun, 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 dun.
Right.
Yeah, Leslie's going to be so happy. She was a little bit upset about that breakup.
Well, I never thought they were broken up.
I kind of told her I didn't really know if I believed it either.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, when it's a television show, too.
Right.
And the cameras just so happened to be there.
So if you're worried about it, if you're heartbroken, it's okay. John Cena and Nikki Bella are back together.
And, of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Calling David the Barrel Boy.
We'll see if he answers. Did you do the area code?
I don't have to. I'm calling from this area code.
Okay.
Right? He's the one out of the area code, Kelly.
Okay.
First day with the phone.
Hello?
Hey, look who it is.
Hey, it's Davey.
What's up?
So basically, you have ignored us and shaded us for 5 days.
I've been on a vacation. What do you want from me?
We miss you.
Listen, we miss you, and we want to know if you're having a good time.
Having a great time on the beach, on the sand, with the water, the food. Oh, it's been so nice.
What are you doing right this moment?
I am laying in bed about to get up and go get ready to go to the beach one final day.
All right. So how pretty has it been?
Oh, my gosh. After the Alberto came through or whatever, it was fantastic. It's been nice and sunny every day since about Wednesday. It's just been perfect.
So when you got there, was it all cloudy and dreary because of the storm coming through?
Well, we got there on Saturday, and it was just pouring down rain. That was really the worst day. When the storm actually came through, it wasn't too bad. There were a lot of shops closed and stuff because they were expecting a lot of flooding, but nothing really happened with it. It was just kind of a couple of rain showers here and there. Then it really cleared up.
So are you sunburned yet?
Yeah, I'm burnt.
How bad?
There's one spot that is almost so red it's purple.
Oh, my gosh. Where is it?
It's like all right next to my belly button. It's brutal.
Is it still true that y'all went to a nude beach?
That is not true. It's weird. I would never go to that.
No, thankfully. And everybody at the beach thanks you as well. So like, legit, what day did you burn? Like, your first day?
No, my first day was good. First day was solid. Rachel got burned on the first day, so she's been dealing with that. But I got burned really yesterday.
Hmm.
So what's been the wildest thing you guys have done that we can talk about on the radio?
Oh, gosh. We did go-karts last night. That was actually really awesome. I felt like Jimmy Johnson.
Did Rachel beat you?
Yeah,
she did.
She started out in front of me. She started out in front of me.
Excuses.
You have to let the girl win.
Well, I might have done that too.
Have you seen Austin Lane? He's down there on the beach too somewhere.
No, I haven't seen him. I've actually tried to avoid him as much as I can.
I don't blame you. Me too.
Yeah.
Hey, your birthday is tomorrow too, so happy early birthday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You get to drive back on your birthday?
Yeah, that's kind of the plan. I'll probably nap the first couple hours, then I'll take over.
What are y'all going to do for your birthday?
Drive back to Arkansas.
You going to celebrate tonight?
Yeah, kind of.
How's the family?
What do you mean, kind of? How do you kind of celebrate a birthday?
He's going to halfway blow out a candle.
Right.
Well, I don't know what the plan is. I know we're going to the back porch, which is a big restaurant in Destin. Other than that, though, I really don't know.
Maybe they're going to surprise you with something really special.
Well, I do know something about some apple moonshine or something. I don't know.
Moonshine's illegal, David.
It's not illegal.
It is illegal.
It's not like he made it in his bathtub.
Well, where did he get it?
It's some
at the moonshine place.
I don't know.
Like there's a moonshine store on the way to Destin.
No, there's something like that. It's like apple moonshine.
Have you done anything that has embarrassed you in front of your girlfriend's parents?
I mean, we just kind of sit and chill on the beach. It's really about all we've done. We haven't done a whole lot more.
Have you read your book, Like a Big Party Animal? I remember watching MTV Spring Break where a lot of people were just laying on the beach reading books.
I read one and I'm halfway through another, okay?
Did you read it again?
No, I did not.
Are you drinking beer?
Yeah, I'm drinking beer.
Are you drinking wine coolers?
Seagram's.
Hey, Zima's back. You put a Jolly Rancher in there and be sense. All right. Well, happy birthday, thanks, dude. We miss having you here.
Well, I'll be back on Monday. See you soon.
All right. Me and Kelly are off next week.
Great.
We're going to Florida together.
It's not weird.
All right. Tell the family we said hello while y'all sleep in the same bed, okay?
You're and so weird.
Did you get that care package from your dad? To go with the moonshine?
What care package?
I figured he sent you a care package.
I'm about to just hang out.
Some greenery, right?
Yeah. See you later.
See you, dude.
Bye.
Happy birthday, David the Barrel Boy.